Kevin Milne is with us this morning. Tēnā koe, Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, well, final program of the year.
Yeah, I know. It races by, doesn't it? I know, it's been a pretty big year for a lot of people, but it feels like only yesterday we were doing this show in 2016. But today's show has special significance to you, apart from being the last show, Kevin.
Yeah, well, today also marks for me the completion of 2 decades contributing to this show.
Wow.
You know, what a privilege to have this link to the whole country. My only personal regret is that I haven't kept a file of all the pieces I've done for the show. You change quite a bit over 20 years, and if I'd kept a file, I'd know how I'd changed. Some changes I'm aware of, though. Unfortunately, it seems you get more serious and less silly as you get older, so less singing on air these days.
Oh. Careful what you wish for, Kevin.
And fewer nonsensical rants, like one I remember about using an army tank to blow up people who drive vehicles along the beach, or speculating on the hangovers you get from wine biscuits and brandy snaps. That was after former Green MP Sue Kedley suggested food items containing alcohol be banned from supermarkets. Remember that? But the story listeners most remind me of from about 15 years ago was about driving my car from my home in Waikanae to Levin with my full wheelie bin attached to the tow bar, having forgotten to drop it off at the gate. It finally exploded, covering State Highway 1 with its disgusting contents. I can't complete this 20th year without sending out my traditional Christmas wishes to those most deserving in 2017. Let's start with our wonderful women rugby players. Saw you on the telly at the Sports Awards, and I suspect you've changed our most popular sports code forever. You're really impressive. Have a wonderful Christmas. To cafe owners and restaurateurs who make us great coffee and serve us world-class food, you risk your money, you work so hard, you get better every year. Thank you, and don't forget to take a break. To parents with darling children in our kindies and schools with special needs and getting so little extra help, maybe just an hour or two a week. It's a scandal. Jacinda, stop paying us well-off pensioners and help out those in real need. To the parents of kids with special needs, may your Christmas be especially special. And to Jacinda herself, our new PM, it's all ahead of you, but thank you for bringing back to politics a sense of idealism, a desire for kindness, which I think we were losing. Thanks for at least attempting to bring back a feeling of hope to young New Zealanders. Prime Minister, enjoy a restful Christmas with that very cool man of yours. Finally, a happy Christmas to you, Jack, and our producer, Helen McCarthy, who I never see, but who's called me most weeks in the last 20 years to organise our chats. Seems ludicrous, but we bumped into one another at the Auckland Home Show this year, and I didn't know who it was till Helen started talking.
You know what, Kevin? I'm totally with you on that one. I haven't told you yet, but I'm actually thinking that I'm going to try and persuade Helen to take a photo with me this morning so we can chuck it up on our Facebook page as a bit of a thanks. She's not one for the photography most of the time, but I think given it's Christmas, we might be able to twist her arm. Kevin, thank you so much.
Not at all. Look, I just wanted to also specifically thank you for what I think's a delightful and intelligent hosting of this show right through the year.
Oh, thank you. It is such a privilege for me to do this show and such a privilege for me to speak with you every Saturday morning as we've done for the last 5 years now.
Goodness.
Would you believe, Kevin? It's been 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we started doing this together. And that is really quite extraordinary, isn't it? I'm sure one day we'll have to go through all the old, the annals of the various broadcasting files at News Talk ZB to go through and see how much you've changed over the years.
I don't know whether they're still around from 20 years ago. I rather doubt it myself.
Well, but, you never know. No, yeah. you could be right, but it would be amazing, wouldn't it, just to track down, a few more of those bits and pieces to see how you have have changed over the years.
Yeah.
It's kind of an interesting historical reference, really.
Well, I think we've changed a wee bit even over the 5 years, the way we approach things.
But, yeah, I think so too.
Fantastic.
What are you doing for Christmas, Kev?
My oldest son, Alex, is flying in from London.
Oh, so, wonderful.
I'm looking forward to seeing Alex and Jason, his partner, when they both hit town. That's always a hell of a load
of fun. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, that'd be really special. Well, look, you take care. Have a wonderful, relaxing and safe Christmas, and we will look forward to speaking with you soon.
Okay, Jack.
Thanks so much, Kevin.